It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. And the Olympics are going, yeah.
America.
Emily is super pumped for the Olympics. I don't really understand.
Because
she doesn't seem to like sports, but she came in today, couldn't even start the show. It's 5-something in the morning, and Emily's flipping through channels. He's like, I gotta find the Olympics.
This is prime time Olympic time.
She also seems super excited to root for teams that she has no idea who they
right,
are.
This is not a patriotic thing.
No.
Has nothing to do with the United States.
No.
Nope. Anything like that.
Nope.
The fact that she can pick two random countries that are competing against a sport she has no idea what the rules are. That makes it good.
She just showed me a video. She was very excited to show me this video of a guy clearly lacerating his sphincter. And
showing skateboarding,
It was like, this is awesome. I was like, is that awesome? I don't know. I don't know, my friend. But apparently, while I was away... Just try to take one 4-day weekend a month, and everybody starts wiling out.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So
we're doing the. I understand it has an X pun.
Yeah. Well, okay. That all started because I was writing some ideas because I've been talking about how excited I was about the Olympics.
Yeah.
And the thing is I know nothing about sports, but you guys don't. Understand my sport capabilities. I'm a sporty gal. I'm built to play sports.
Okay.
I've always played sports. I know how to play sports. Don't know anything about sports. So I'm ready to challenge both
sports.
Of you.
You're wearing shorts that clearly say sports.
Yes. It says Nike. These are
okay.
These are from high school. High school Nike shorts. Yep. Hmm. But I was writing down some ideas for Olympic games that I can make us all go through so that I could be the clear winner. And I was writing it down, and I didn't notice until I think Nick looked over at my sticky note, but I wrote Olympic games instead of Olympic. I missed the P.
Oh,
Olympic. See, that way,
Olympic.
There's no trademark infringement. They'll come after us and shut these down.
Olympic.
All right, then.
Yeah.
So then Olympic turned into Olymp X. Games, but it's not the X
I
games.
Get it.
But it's the Olympics
it's the,
games
because of the 101X Morning X.
Morning X.
Nice.
Yes. So we will be competing.
Mastermind.
These next 2 weeks.
We, the three of us.
Yes, the three of us competing for gold, bronze, and silver. Okay.
Okay.
There will be medals at the end. I
Is
promise.
Is the bronze now the second place medal? Because you said gold, bronze, and silver.
Gold, silver, and bronze. We will be competing in a couple of different type of Olympic-esque games as best to our ability and as much as Jason will allow me to do, including allowing Nick to have his opportunity to show us his free spinning dive.
Oh, we're finally going to... Nick can do a double front flip off
double
the low dive.
Been waiting
flip.
For you guys to wake up early enough to go down to...
What is it? Because you're very good at... To turning your body.
I am surprisingly good at rotating in space. You look at me and you're like, there's no way. But yeah.
Surprisingly good.
Okay, so we get to compete against Nick and his spatial dives.
I approved of none of this, but sure, if this is going to make you happy, Emily, it gives good TikTok, say?
Yes, it'll be on TikTok because TikTok introduced 3-minute videos now.
Wow,
yeah,
game changer.
Guys.
That is like so much longer or shorter than the old version.
Yeah.
Is that why we were able to put all of that shaving action in last Friday?
Yeah.
101X, Morning X, TikTok.
Mm-hmm. So they're longer now.
They're longer now.
It used to be you had to do it all
in a minute. 15 to
right.
a minute.
But now you can go up to 3 minutes?
Now you can go up to 3 minutes.
I've never lasted 3 minutes, Nick.
3 minutes.
That's my favorite part about this is like not only this Emily, I'm like not only do you think you're going to get Jason to do athletic events after the radio show, but that he's going to do it for 2 weeks. Like
it's fine.
She,
maybe like if you get us all together someplace on a Sunday or something, we can knock these out.
Emily texted yesterday saying, "Don't forget, it's the first day of the Olympics tomorrow," and I was like, "What is this? What are we talking about?" But. Because I'm trying to be a team player.
Thank you.
I packed my shoes and my socks today, and I left them on the front steps of my house. So I did not. Whatever we're doing today, I hope I can do it in the flippy floppies.
Oh no!
Because that's what we got going on today.
All right.
101X Morning X on TikTok is where people follow
our
us.
TikTok. Yeah. Get on that.
Watch our 3-minute TikToks. Yeah. 101X. It's the Morning X for tickets to see Walk the Moon. November 7th, Stubbs, go.
Not only am I smarter than you. I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid.
Emily's making us watch Flergenton in the Olympics, and a dude just got hit in the face. That was pretty hilarious.
Did you see they wiped off the ball from his sweat, too?
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
Our contestant, hi, Evan.
How's it going?
What's up, buddy? I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Evan, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more correct than Jason, you will be walking away with Walk the Moon tickets. And your choices are... Jason is yelling, Boo Earns, from the hallway. Which German composer wrote that? Ancient Olympics or Historical Nicknames? Which is nicknames from historical people.
Ancient Olympics.
All right, excellent.
Good, Olympics. Let's keep it up.
In the OG Olympics, athletes competed wearing what? What did they wear during the ancient Olympics?
Like togas, maybe.
No, they were nude.
Trick question. Nothing.
Naked and oiled up.
Naked and afraid.
Not afraid. Ready to embrace glorious competition for the gods. Let's see. Instead of medals, the victors of the ancient Olympics were giving crowns made of what? Crowns made of what? Also,
grapevines?
Only grapevines? Olive leaves is what we were looking for, but I like where your head was at. And finally, women were allowed to participate in the ancient Olympics, but only in what sport? What was the only sport in the ancient Olympics women were allowed to participate in? Is it A, running, B, wrestling, C, chariot races, or D, gymnastics? Running,
chariot
wrestling,
races.
Chariot races is correct.
Great stuff.
Good job. Evan. Although not really, because it's only one correct. But he did choose ancient games. So, ancient Olympics.
What?
Ancient, the OG Olympics.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not the modern day.
No.
Okay. Sure. Great. Fine. Why not?
Number one, the ancient Olympian.
You got one, right?
Yeah. Ancient Olympic athletes competed wearing what? What did they wear in the ancient Olympics?
Did you tell me the answer just a second ago?
I don't think so.
Are you a cheater? They competed nude.
I did tell you that earlier. That's
you
my
did.
Bad. Naked. But also, that's so, like the most fun fact.
The answer is nothing. They were wearing nothing.
Nothing.
They were wearing the skin on their backs.
And then they would get oiled up in this special super thick lubrication oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Tell me more.
Super lubrication
oil. Apparently it was really good at getting dirty, like getting all the dirt on you. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, mm-hmm. Instead of medals, the victors of the ancient Olympics were given crowns made of what? You won. You got a crown made of what?
It's a crown. I can see it. I can kind of picture it. What would you call that? I'm going to say a crown made of sticks, twigs, sticks.
We're looking for olive leaves.
That's correct. That's what I said.
Olive leaves.
No, you did not say that.
You said sticks.
Those are sticks.
No, it's leaves.
There's some sticks mixed in there.
Stems. We get you there. Stems and seeds, maybe. Uh-huh. That would be acceptable. Sticks, no. Get out.
Stems?
Yeah. And finally, for the victory, women were allowed to participate in the ancient Olympics, but only in what sport? Is it A, running?
Oh, there's multiple choice.
Mm-hmm. B,
you've got options.
C, chariot races, or D, gymnastics? Running, wrestling, racing, or gymnastics?
Hang on. Running, wrestling, racing,
and gymnastics.
Is running not racing?
What?
Chariot races.
Man, you really attention to detail here.
Attention to detail is fine. Respectfully tell you the games at an all-time low while you were gone.
Okay. I really, golly, like you're trying to get me to say gymnastics, right? But is it
running,
too obvious?
Wrestling, chariot races, gymnastics.
They were only allowed to do what? Chariot races, you never let a woman drive. That couldn't happen.
Oh, okay, Jason.
I like how you're trying to avoid potential pitfalls when you just you do it by diving headlong into your own.
Into the other pitfall.
What are you talking about?
He's like, I'm not going to do this.
Chariot races are out. What was it?
Running, wrestling, chariot races, gymnastics.
Hmm. No cooking? There's not a bake-off? There's not-
oh, no.
That's not funny.
Oh, no.
Golly, my 2008 material is killing these days, guys. It's killing.
Do you want to cue up your WNBA clip from Family Guy?
Oh, my goodness graciousness. Okay. Running.
Wrestling.
Can't be wrestling, or
chariot
is it
races,
wrestling?
Gymnastics.
Wrestling, like Greco-Roman or
WWE.
Mud?
Like the, Divas.
Yeah. Baby oil.
Jesus. You're just going around this. Come on, pick an answer. You know
okay, it is, golly, if it's gymnastics, then I'm just going to feel like a dummy. So I'm going to, okay, give me gymnastics, Bob.
It's chariot races.
God, you know.
And not just because they were female horses.
In the case of a tie, as we have here, Nick will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest, you may go over, will be the winner, Nick.
The first Olympic Games were held in what year? B.C.
B.C., huh?
B.C.
Four.
All right.
Christo.
I've written my answer down. What do you think, Evan?
600
B.C.?
600 something, okay.
You want to go with 600 or... Yeah, let's just go with 600. It goes, I got 69.
It's 766. Or excuse me, 776 B.C. So you had got 690.
Yeah, that was
smart.
Evan, you did it. I feel like you probably should have won anyways because, Nick told me the nude thing 10 minutes ago. Yeah, good job, buddy. You're going to go see Walk the Moon. Hold on a second, man. 101X. At 101X Morning X on TikTok. Do you put an at in there? Do people at on TikTok?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you at it.
Good. That's where we'll have our first Olympic event today, volleyball. Mm-hmm. Emily says, we're playing volleyball here?
We're
at the radio station?
It's a little edited version of volleyball because I know you wouldn't want to go anywhere on a
Thursday.
I
definitely don't.
So to convince you, we're going to be outside and we're going to do a bump test.
Bump test?
Bump test. Bump it.
Put me in, coach.
Bump it.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.